it's a tough job, and it gets worse every year. But we did get the farm bill done. We hear the president's going to sign it Thursday afternoon. And I have to tell you that it is a damn miracle we got this thing done. And I don't think people realize that on Wednesday, we came very close to losing the bill completely because they added this Yemen language in the middle of the night. The Republicans did. You know, I had gone to the Rules Committee, and everything was good. It was like a love fest. And in the middle of the night, Ryan added this Yemen language, which they wanted to preclude the House from voting on whether Saudi Arabia should be able to be in Yemen. And so I get a call at noon on Wednesday when we're going to bring the bill up on the floor, and the chairman says, if you don't get me some Democrats, this rule is going to fail. And if the rule would have failed, that means we can't bring the farm bill up, and it would get kicked over into this week. And if we got kicked over into this week with this government shutdown and all this other stuff going on, in my opinion, it would never happen. So I got some Democrats to vote with the Republicans. I caught holy hell about it. I'm still catching hell. My office is getting calls from all over the country castigating me for doing this. I don't quite get it. But anyway, that was just the last straw. That everything, it just seems like every farm bill there's some drama. But, we had to overcome. The Republicans put in this food stamp stuff, which was a non-starter in the Senate. It took 6 months for them to realize that it had to come out. And finally, they took it out. And then this forestry stuff became the next issue. And Ryan was insisting on that. And at the end of the day, we finally convinced him that that had to come out. And then the bill got done. So as I've said, and we'll go into this in more detail, but the big winners in this bill are the dairy farmers. You guys got a program that is going to work for you finally. And it's almost too good. And I think as this thing rolls out, you're going to see we're going to get criticized because we're doing too much to help dairy farmers. But the reason I did this was because without it, these main streets and these small communities out here are going to dry up. We're losing dairy farmers like crazy. And so what this does is if you have 240, 250 cows, it's going to almost make it impossible for you to lose money. And we'll get into how that works. So anyway, thank you for doing this, and we'll be happy to answer questions. I did hand out a one-pager on the different, one of them is on dairy, one of them is on the commodity title, and one of them is on crop insurance. So I think we've handed those out, and you can take a look at it. Want me to hand it over to...
Yeah, I'll have you hand it down. Colin gets the award for being here at 8:30 this morning, Colin. You get the award for being the first one here this morning, right?
I'll give my staff hell. They made it sound like I had to be here at 8:30, so...
Well, I guess I'm off the hook then.
Last night I found out, I called up the airport to have them fuel up my plane, and they said, well, your plane is all torn apart. And what happened, I told them I had my annual every year. I told them to do it on the 15th, so without calling me, they hauled the plane in there and took it apart. So I found out yesterday afternoon I didn't have an airplane, so I ended up having to drive down. So I got up about 4:30, and so if I fall asleep, you'll know what's going on.
Colin Peterson this morning. To my left, Minnesota Ag Commissioner Dave Fredrickson. Dave, you're still on the payroll. You got a few weeks left, huh?
That's right, yeah. I actually flew down this morning also. I was at about 80 miles an hour at one point, so that's why I'm pretty low. You're absolutely right, Joe. Thanks again for the invitation to be here. I was here last year with you. This is always a great opportunity to get an agriculture story out, as Congressman Peterson has indicated. I'm down to about 2 weeks to go. The big news right now around the department is, of course, who's going to serve as the next Commissioner of Agriculture. And the answer from me is I haven't a clue. There are several people I know that have expressed interest, and it's been a real cone of silence at at around down and around the state capitol, so I really don't know who is going to be out there. I have some ideas of folks that have applied, but it's a great job, and I know that Governor-elect Walz will make a good choice to lead the department over the next 4, possibly 8 years. I've been with Governor Dayton since the very beginning. I recall, I think I was the first commissioner appointed 8 years ago. And yeah, there's been some ups and downs in the job, but I can look back with a sense of pride about the work that we've done at the department over the last 8 years and feel good about it. And I'm also feeling good about exiting. There comes a time when you age out, and frankly, I think I've aged out of the job. So we'll see you on down the road.
All right, Dave Fredrickson, Commissioner of Agriculture here in Minnesota. Steve Schlungen joining us, dairy farmer and chairman of the board with AMPI. Steve, good morning, and just a bit of an introduction here this morning.
Good morning, Joe, and thanks for doing this. It's really good to get the word out to all our farmers, and we have many who listen to you daily. So hopefully we can get the good word out on what's the good stuff that are really coming down the pike here. I was at a bit of a disadvantage this morning because I only live 6.5 miles from here, and I have really no time to make up, no way to make up time on the road by driving faster. So if I was a little late, that's why. But I'd like to go back to Colin again and just thank him for the work he's done on this over the last 8 years, actually, way back to when we started working on this in the Foundation for the Future with National Milk, and we thought the MPP program was going to be a really pretty good program going into the 2014 Farm Bill. And then the cuts were made in the feed price formula, and it turned out to be a disaster. And we really saw what happens when we don't have a safety net. This year, we're losing like 10% of our dairy farms, especially in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And we just can't let that continue to happen. So thank God, 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, National Milk put together an economic policy committee to make recommendations for changes for this program. I happened to sit on that committee, and some of the recommendations we came up with was fix the feed cost formula, which didn't get done, but in essence, you kind of did it in a different way by adding another layer of coverage over the top. Reduce the premiums on tier one coverage, that they've been reduced greatly. Monthly settlements, those are included now, and the use of higher quality hay in the formula because dairy farmers don't eat just average hay. They feed really high quality hay, and they got to get credit for that with what they pay for that. So there were a number of recommendations that our committee made to the Board of National Milk, and that National Milk then carried forward, and almost all of them got accepted in this program, and we really appreciate that. We know there was a lot of work done to keep everybody happy along the ways, and we think we really are going to get a good program starting January 1.
All right, Steve Schlungen joining us this morning. Also to my left, Mr. Tom Haig from the Eden Valley area representing the Minnesota Corn Growers. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Joel. Thank you again for having me. And like I said, I was here last year, and we have a nice crowd here today. And not only being on the Minnesota Corn Growers Board, I'm also a board member for the National Corn Growers Board. And coming from the national side and Minnesota, we just like to give our appreciation to Ranking Member Peterson with getting this farm bill. With that being passed, they had no money to work with, but there's a lot of positive changes in there, like Representative Peterson mentioned, with the crop insurance and also the PLC ARC, that there's going to be changes there that are for the positive. So very happy with that, and happy to be here.
Tom, we appreciate your time. Also to our right as well, Gary Wordish, a Minnesota Farmers Union president. Gary, thanks for being here, and just some opening comments here this morning.
Morning, Joe. That means keep it short, right?
You got 4 minutes till news.
Yeah.
So
you said in your opening comments, people are asking why you have a focus on agriculture, last I looked, agriculture is pretty strong in our state, and getting in Albany here, it's in Stearns County, dairy is strong, and it still has been strong. But so I guess we really need to thank Congressman Peterson for his lead on this farm bill, because I firmly believe without Congressman Peterson's pushing on this farm bill, we probably would not have gotten it passed. So I'd really want to thank Congressman or Colin for the, his leadership and all the Minnesota delegation, both senators around the Ag Committee. So everybody, you know, we really pulled together to get this thing done. So you know, there's some good pieces, and dairy obviously is one that stands out the best. So there's, you know, we could always do better on a farm bill, but I know Colin has said it a number of times, as this is as good as we could get under the circumstances we were working with. So thank you, Colin Peterson.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. To my left as well, Jamie Boyer joining us, representing the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. Jamie, the vice president. Jamie, thanks for making the trip and a little introduction this morning.
My farm is in Wheaton, and this year has been tough. There's been so much uncertainty, and having that farm bill done is, I think the entire state, farm families, slept a little bit more soundly, knowing that we're going to have crop insurance, that adjustments have been made to make that program more flexible and match our operations. And I think also fully funding the development, the market development programs is really critical right now. The foreign market development program, the market access program, these are what we need to be doing against that curtain of trade uncertainty right now.
Jamie Boyer joining us this morning. Kevin Papp, you have 90 seconds. I know that's, I shouldn't even put you in that spot, but that's what you have till 9:30.
Well, thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. I thought I was just going to introduce the news, so it gives me a little bit of time. I too want to thank everybody from Minnesota and those on the entire Ag Committee, both the House and the Senate. Farm Bureau, we were out there all last week, all of our state presidents, and got to see firsthand, and Congressman Peterson's right. This was a lot closer to not happening than a lot of people thought, and certainly shows that working together works. We really appreciate that. The congressman could have walked away or could have waited, but true statesmen and worked together, wanted to make others to be successful, and really appreciate that. Speaks a lot for Minnesota politics.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us, our panel this morning. Also, you'll notice Mark Dornkamp in our audience too. He has the microphone. So in the best situation, I ask no questions this morning. They all come from you. So if you have a question, you have a comment, you want something discussed, raise your hand. Mark will race over, and we'll address your questions, your concerns. It's your show this morning to talk about what you want to talk about this morning. Mark, good morning. Thanks for being here. And Mark, you hear him on Chasm Radio quite frequently with Brownfield Lake News. And Mark, a little background and introduction on yourself. You got 20 seconds.
I was going to say, I thought 90 seconds, it's come and gone. But thanks, Joe, for having me. Great to be a part of this again this year. Commend Joe and Chasm for putting this together. I think there's a Facebook thread about the big cheeses in Minnesota agriculture being here, right, Kevin? Was that what the term was? Cheese or something else? But great to be a part of this. Looking forward to the discussion.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Travis Raumacher is also on stage as well with us here at Chasm Radio. Randy Rothstein is here as well. If you want to eat today, you have to talk to Randy. That's the thing. He's got a ticket for you, as we'll have a lunch following 11 o'clock. It's news time here at 9:30.